dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. Have you ever had a really, really crappy day? Well, our guests tonight have had a crappy experience that ended in a happy experience. And we're going to talk about all of that and go into detail. But first, let's start the show with our favorite protection and clearing meditation. So I want everybody to get nice and comfortable, because during this meditation, what we're going to do is we are going to take three deep breaths in, and then we're going to exhale them out. And our exhale is going to carry with it any negativity that we may have collected during the day, during the week, during the month, during our lifetime. We're going to blow it into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's going to be converted into beautiful golden light and returned to the universe. And then we're going to imagine holding something special to us, something that's going to be our power gift. It can be an amulet. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be something your spirit guides or guardian angels gave to you in a dream. Maybe a deceased loved one came into your dream and handed you something like a flower, a crystal, or a ring. That is going to be your power gift. And we are going to create a mirrored bubble around ourselves that's only going to allow that which is of the highest and best to come in, brought by our spirit guides. Okay? So if you are driving right now, don't close your eyes. Keep them open. It will still work. And if you aren't driving but only listening to this show and you would like to see us, because this is a live video, you can go to my website. Just type in to Google search The Queen of Dreams, and I'll come up. Go to my website, and up in the right-hand corner, you'll see Dream Vision 7, DV7. Click on that. It'll take you to my page, and you can watch as we go through this meditation, okay? Ready? Sit comfortably and kind of feel yourself getting centered. Take a deep breath in, all the way in, really deep. Hold it. Imagine any little specks of negativity getting into that breath. Blow it out across the room, right into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Again, deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine it grabbing onto any negativity, something someone said to you, something maybe someone did to you. Blow it out into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Again, one more time. Deep breath in. Really deep. Fill your whole lung up. And blow it out across the room into the purple flame. See it just turning into beautiful golden light and returning up to the universe. Now, imagine holding your power gift in your hand. Swing it around your head, your body, all around, creating this beautiful, beautiful bubble, a mirrored bubble that just reflects all the lights. And imagine your spirit guides bringing only that which is of the highest and best for you into that bubble. Everything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. So, we all have these really, really crappy moments in our lives. And knowing how to move through those moments can help us stay healthy. And it will keep us happy and healthy during COVID-19 that's going on right now. Our guests today have a thing or two to say about all of this because they've been through it. Please welcome Christy Turnabini and Dawn Brightman. And you know what? This just moved. And to our show tonight. And Frank Zakari is with us. Now, Dawn Brightman and Frank are hosts of their own show. And Christy Turnabini is, I guess you could call her a health expert. And they had a very, very crappy experience. But they're going to tell us how they moved through it. So, Christy, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us about your crappy experience?
Well, it's a lifelong crappy experience is what it is.
We have some of those.
What it is that I have a condition called MTHFR. And I know that some people have dry eyes because of it. Some people get multiple sclerosis because of it. Some people get Parkinson's because of it. Two cousins of mine died before the age of 70 because of it. And one cousin now has Parkinson's and is heading towards Lewy body dementia, which runs in that side of the family. So when I was 45 and losing things at an insurance company, and couldn't find things, I said, I know I was in trouble. And then when I started having pain, I said, oh dear, just like my father and my grandmother who couldn't walk past the age of 70. So I said, okay, what are we going to do about this? So I found that by learning to eat less, which was really, really hard, solved my problems. And I have a friend who is in Mexico who had the same issue. And so we know that what we're doing makes a difference for people.
So diet was really, really important when it came to moving from your crappy into your happy. And we're going to get into the happy later. So tell us again what you had, Christy.
MTHFR.
And what does that mean?
Methyl tetrafolate hydroreductase something or other, where you don't you don't process your folates properly, and so you get a buildup of homocysteine because it doesn't convert to methionine, and homocysteine is an inflammatory marker.
And we hear so much about how important it is to get the inflammation out of our bodies because it creates all kinds of problems. And so it's really important right now, Christy, wouldn't you agree, that we really keep our bodies healthy because we do have a very bad illness out there.
Agreed. And I keep my immunity high so that I won't catch it. And wear masks. And wash your hands.
Wash your hands and wear a mask. Great. So, Dawn, why don't you share with us, Dawn Brightman, a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you do and about your radio show.
Sure thing. Thank you so much, Kat, for this opportunity. It's great to be here with you and all the folks that are listening. Name's Dominic Dom Brightman, host of the Going North podcast, and my life motto is advance others to advance yourself. And that's really the main motto of my show, the Going North podcast. Every Monday and Tuesday, a different author comes on. They share stories about themselves, their lives, and they promote their books. In the process, we have great conversations, mostly motivational, inspirational conversations. And I've been honored to actually have two of the folks in the Zoom boxes tonight, the kind Kat and the wonderful Christy on the show, and soon want to have Frank on the show too, to really talk about their expertise and help them to get their voices heard out there, because that was something I needed when I published my first book a few years ago. And now I'm at a place where it's just growth is really where the magic happens, because growth is definitely happiness.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about your crappy to happy. And I also want to tell our audience that the book Crappy to Happy is an Amazon number one bestseller, and it was an Amazon number one bestseller actually before we even started promoting the book. Within an hour of going up on Amazon, it beat out The Great Gatsby and just took off like a rocket. We've been trying to keep up with it ever since. So tell us a little bit about your crappy story.
Oh yeah, the crap was definitely real. It was crazy. It was, my goodness, it was one heck of a moment, because it was back in the year where people thought the world was going to end, and all that really happened is that we just lost Twinkies for a month. The year 2012, of course, and that was the same year I turned 21, and on my way to class, got into a car accident, no less. So, yeah. Yeah, that was if you want crap, that's definitely some crap that happened. And that was only the tip of the iceberg, because there were two other big moments that happened within that 30-day time span that really made it extra crappy, because that was about a good few weeks before my birthday when I turned 21. We discovered that my father had Alzheimer's, and that was the start of his decline for a good 6 years after that point. And he went out for a drive and he got lost, and we were able to find him. And when we found out from the doctors that he had Alzheimer's, that was really the beginning of what led to some adversity, some adversity to say the least, and also some lessons too, because that's the good thing about adversities. They can become your advantage, because you can find the lessons in your losses, whether it's the eventual loss of a loved one or just the loss of something that you may have thought you were going to win. Like maybe I can have a great day, like that day when I had my birthday. I thought it was going to be a great win, but it ended up being a loss of my vehicle for a good while. That ended up being a lesson in gratitude and learning that no matter what happens, if you're still alive, there's still someone for you to teach, inspire, coach, and train. And that's just a bit about what happened, at least in my part of the story, about how that year of missing Twinkies turned into really a year of new growth and awareness and being closer to my family, even though it was really a dark time.
It must have been very scary to lose your dad. I mean, we get frightened when we lose our children, and it never occurred to me that you would be just as frightened losing a parent, not knowing where they are. And I mean, what did that make you feel like? Were you panicked a little bit?
I'd say after a good 24 hours, we were, as myself and my mom especially, because it wasn't normal for him to be out like that. And especially since when he went out for a ride, he usually visit his older brother who was alive at the time, and they would just chat and have a good time and laugh, watch TV or whatever. And when we found out that he didn't see him and he wasn't at his usual locations, we were just sad, because it's kind of like that phrase where you're an adult once and you're a child twice. Well, the child definitely reappeared in this case. And it was one heck of just really the beginning of like, wow, it definitely was an experience where we did feel like there was a piece missing at the time. And we were happy to find him, even under the negative circumstances of that discovery. And to be honest, we're just glad he was alive at that moment, because they told us too that he was driving on the wrong side of the road on top of that. So he could have lost his life while he was out there. That darn Alzheimer's. So it was a blessing still in spite of everything else.
Yeah, you know, that I know that there are a number of people in our audience right now that understand what you're saying because they've had to go through this too. And some of them may still be there wondering how can anything happy come from something like this, because it is the slow goodbye. And so I want to talk about that probably in the second half of the show. I want to come back and definitely talk about that. But Frank Zaccari, tell us a little bit about yourself and your show. I'm on here with all these show hosts.
That's wild. Boy, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I had never met Christy or Don before, but it is a pleasure. My show is called Life Altering Events, and it's a radio show. It's going to be moving to full video here in January. And basically, when I was approached by Voice America, who approaches pretty much everybody, they said, we want you to do a business show. And I said, I have no interest whatsoever in doing a business show. Business shows are boring. I'm not interested. I'd been a corporate executive for years and years and a business owner, and I don't want to do that. But they persisted, and they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, I want to do a story on life-altering events. I want to talk to people who have been through something that changed the trajectory of their life, what it was, how they dealt with it, and how they came out on the other side. And Kat, one of the most amazing things is in this book, Crappy to Happy, the trajectory that changed their life made their life better 99% of the time. It is just unbelievable that when you thought, and so many people said, I thought this was the worst thing that could possibly happen, and my life is better.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how sometimes the worst things in life help you find the best things in life. And James Redfield wrote the foreword of this book, and he, you know, those were basically his words. He said, this book is enlightened. Because none of the authors in this book, including the three that are on this show tonight, left you in the crappy place. They took you deep into their crappy place. There's no doubt about it. They didn't leave you there. And that's what makes this book so special. They showed the way out. So, Frank, tell us about your crappy story.
Well, the story in the book has, it didn't happen to me. It happened to my youngest brother. And he was either 23 or 24 at the time. He was by far the smartest in the family. He was the guy who was going to be the mayor of Buffalo, where we grew up, or senator or whatever. He just had that it. He just had it. And he had graduated from Canisius College. He was working for Ames Department Store. Anybody in the Northeast might remember them if you're old enough, Ames Department Store. And he was a troubleshooter. He would go to store to store and fix problems, what have you. So he was 23 or 24. He had just gotten engaged on Friday. On Sunday, he's driving to what will be his last assignment with Ames because he had taken another job and he was going to be starting and moving back to Buffalo, which is where he wanted to be anyway. So he's on the road, he's driving to the site on Sunday. He comes on a clover leaf. Anyone who lives in the Northeast knows all those clover leaves that they have to get on the freeway. So he's coming around the clover leaf, and there is a maintenance vehicle sort of in a part of the road with no lights flashing, with nothing. And so he said, well, this is weird. So he starts to go around the car, and it was raining. And there was a disabled car in front, and he hit the disabled car, and his car went end over end this way. Mm-hmm. It skidded down. It landed on the roof. So he remembered saying his first response to himself was, am I dead? He said, well, I must not be, because I'm asking myself, am I dead? And he didn't feel a lot of pain at that moment, and he sort of did a quick check, and then he said, then the pain started. And all you could hear and see from being upside down in the car were lights and the rain, and then he heard the ambulance. And so the ambulance came and they had to get him out with the jaws of life. And my brother, classic New Yorker, is saying, hey, hey, be careful with the car because my insurance rates are going to go through the roof. And the paramedic said, I don't think you need to worry about your car, my friend. So they say, get him out with the jaws of life, get him on the board, you know, stabilize him, because he said, I can't feel my legs. I can kind of move my arms, but I'm in so much pain. So they took him to the local hospital, the closest hospital. And this was on the Philadelphia, Delaware, what, New Jersey border is where it occurred. And they took him to the nearest hospital, and that hospital wasn't equipped to handle that kind of an injury. So he gets to the hospital, make a phone call to my parents' house back in Buffalo. And my father, who is always was the rock in the family, he was like the stabilizing force. He picks up, he gets the call. And for the first time, my father couldn't deal with it. He said, I can't hear this. I don't understand what you're saying. My sister, who runs rehabilitation hospitals at the time, she used to live in New Jersey, happened to be home. He hands the phone to her, and she hears, you know, what happened. So here she goes from being devastated sister to a professional rehabilitation person in a matter of about 15 seconds. You had to get that under control. So she gave me a call. I was living in California at the time, where I still live. And she started to talk, and she went back into sister mode, and she was crying hysterically. I answered the phone, she's crying hysterically. And I said, okay, it's not good. And she goes, something happened to Steve. And I said, okay, what? Because he was in an accident. She starts to cry again. And I'm the blunt one in the family. So I said, is he dead? And she said, no, he's not dead, but he's very seriously hurt. And I said, where is he? And they told me the hospital that he was at. And I was a medic in the military in Vietnam, during the Vietnam era. And so I had some understanding of, you know, what that potentially could be. And I'm not the one who sits and waits for anybody to do anything. So I called the doctor at the hospital, and I said, I want to know who I was, and I want to know what's going on. Tell me what's happening. And he says, well, we can't see the 6th and 7th cervical vertebrae in his neck on the X-ray, which, not good. That means you're going to be paralyzed from mid-chest down, if that's the case. So we said, we're going to stabilize him here. We're going to send him to Thomas Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia, which is one of the best spinal cord hospitals in the world. But we got to get him stable first. So they stabilized him. Ambulance took him to Thomas Jefferson. In the meantime, my parents are just completely beside themselves. This is their youngest child. We're going to make arrangements to get to Philadelphia. My sister calls the hospital, gets all the details, where it is, where do we fly, how do we get there, blah, blah, blah. It was the first time my father was ever on an airplane.
Wow. Before we go any further, we got to take a break, but the doctors told you at that time that he only had like 5 years to live. That's how long they usually lived after this, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about how we got out of that crappy. So you are listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, a.k.a. Cat, author of co-author of Crappy to Happy. And we'll be right back. So don't go away.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canovas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canovas. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCanovas.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy, answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canovas. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kat Canovas, author of Crappy to Happy, True Stories of Grit, Grace, and Love. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Just before the break, we were talking about the crappy that was happening in our show, in our guests' lives. And now we're going to move into the art of the comeback. And again, Crappy to Happy, True Stories of Grace and Love is available on Amazon, on my website, and in bookstores worldwide. So let's move into the art of the comeback now. What was your happy moment, Christy, after you realized that there was something that you could do to change your health?
My happy moment was when I found out I could help others, because my friend is also a medical technologist and she's different blood type than me, and she was having issues, and I gave her the book, but she gave it away, and she went to an allergist and found out everything the book says is what she was allergic to. So she decided to start from the beginning and go through the process of eliminating the foods that she needed to, while I went through the process of eliminating the foods I needed to, so we could both get to our happy place.
I love that. That's beautifully put. And didn't you also, I remember in your story, what another thing that I found so fascinating about your story is you ended up marrying your college professor. Is that right?
I did.
Tell us a little bit about that, because it was pretty happy in the book too. It was beautiful.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, when you're looking for the right person and your mother sets this idea in your head, he has to be able to fix the plumbing and fix the toilet and build decks. And I go, where am I going to find that? But yeah, he showed up. It's just that he had three kids and was recently divorced. And so my mother was not very happy.
Mm-hmm. And she was unhappy because there was quite an age difference, wasn't there?
There's 17 years difference, and she was going to cut me out of the will and stuff. And I go, well, go ahead. You know, I didn't care at this point. And she actually came around, and they came to appreciate each other because she was a very hard worker. She would never volunteer for anything. She would just work and work and work and work and work. She worked in Publix when she was 83.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, she came to live with us for about 5 years, and then her and my daughter got in a fight over the bathroom. And aging presents its own problems, and of course, teenagers don't get it. So she decided to pick up her stuff and move, and she did. And she's just an amazing person.
Uh-huh. No, that's part of the happy. I mean, you have to kind of adjust to living with new people that move into your house. And I'm sure that our audience understand what it was you went through, because I'm sure many of them are going through now what you went through then. So Frank, let's go back to you again. What is your happy now? You know, your brother didn't die, but he was paralyzed from the waist down. I believe he was a paraplegic. Is that right? A paraplegic?
No, he's a quadriplegic. He can move his arms, but he can't do the fingers. So he's considered an odd quad is what they call him. But he's a quadriplegic. And as you said just before the break, when he came out of surgery and the doctors were talking to us, and I said, I understand people with this illness, with this injury, die within 5 years. Is that true? Yes or no? And they reluctantly said, yes, that is true. And they said, well, this is such a life-altering event. This is for your entire family. You may want to consider putting him in some kind of a specialty care home, because he's going to need to do everything, learn how to do everything all over again. My mother at the time, crying hysterically, stopped, looked at the doctor in total rage, says, that will never happen, never. We will learn whatever it is we have to do, and we will take care of him, and he will never see the inside of a home ever. So we went through multiple surgeries with that, and as the clock is ticking away, we're thinking, you know, we're 2 years into this, and everything the doctor said was going to happen was happening. And my brother finally said to me one day, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live 50 years. This isn't going to happen to me. While he was in one of the surgeries, my sister, the one who ran rehab hospitals, had moved to Phoenix, and he still was in Buffalo. The car went off the road into a snowbank, and said, you can't live here anymore, Steve. You've got to get out. So my sister, in one of those divine intervention things, the neighbor next door died. It was an older woman. She died. My sister went over to talk to the family. They said, anything we can do to help you? And they said, we just want to sell this house as quickly as possible. They're from Minnesota. And this was in Phoenix. So my sister got the old big video camera, the one you had to put up on your shoulder, and walk through the house. And it was a mirror image of her house. She sends it up to the hospital. We had to buy one of those little TVs that you put a VHS in. Remember those? I had to put that in, bring it to the hospital, show it to my brother. We bought the house. So they live next door to each other. All right. Now, I have a gigantic family, like 400 cousins, and I think all 400 of them went to Phoenix at some point in time, because now we had like an estate, my brother on one side, my sister on the other side. And the family did all kinds of things. We the nieces and nephews called it the compound. My brother, not only did not die, he was appointed to the North Phoenix Planning Commission. He has run two companies with my sister. He teaches a course at the Arizona State Medical School to doctors on on spinal cord rehabilitation assessment, because doctors get like 35 seconds of that in all their training. And so they have him come in and do all those kinds of things. From the family perspective, it was something where no matter what you're going to encounter in life for us as a family, it's never going to come anywhere close to what he went through. Mm-hmm. So he could do that and he could thrive. Then going through a divorce or going through an illness or going through losing a job isn't going to be that difficult a thing to do. And it just had an overall change of perspective on life and love and where things are going to go. You just do not, as my brother always said, I'm not going to be a spectator in my life. And that was part of what we put in the book. Don't be a spectator in your life.
And that was really important. I love that in the book. And you know, Dom, your story and Frank's story are similar in that with your story, your father had an illness. And in Frank's story, it was a condition. But illnesses and conditions like that affect the whole family. It's not just the person with it. It's the whole family is affected. And in both of your stories, the family rallied around that person and continued to rally around them no matter what. So Dom, tell us what your happy was, considering the fact that you lost your dad physically and then you lost him mentally because he had Alzheimer's, and that's a real problem that we're often seeing in our country and actually in the world. So what was your happy in all this?
My happy in all of this was the fact that that my father's words still rang true in my head. Like, Dom, always get your education. He always called me Dom. There's another reason why I call myself Dom, because my dad always called me Dom for short. And that actually led to me going to the leadership section of the library, picking up a book by John Maxwell. That eventually led me to go down the path of a voracious reading, of trying to read at least 50 books a year. And funny enough, my job at the time was at a public library. And even though I worked in the public library, I still didn't like reading. I love reading now. I didn't like it back then. I used to think that coming to the library twice a year was coming to the library a lot, when that's obviously not the case. Once you work at a library, and if you yourself know anyone in the community that goes there frequently, it's not the case. And just discovering self-development, both professionally and personally, and it's been exponentially growing to where I'm now having this conversation with all of you, is that even though it was a rough time after that discovery, I learned more about my father in those 6 years after the Alzheimer's than I did any time before that, because it forced not only myself but everybody to spend more time with him and to actually learn more about him, and even learn more about his past, because he was a World War II veteran and he also served time during the Korean War. He was in the 82nd Airborne Division, had two combat jumps, and it was one of his life dreams, one of his goals, to fly a plane. He didn't get to fly a plane, but he jumped out of them. So that was pretty, even, and folks would be like, hey, if anyone's a hero, it's someone who's definitely jumping out of a perfectly working airplane.
It's true. Why would you want to do that, right? My dad was a Green Beret, so he used to do that too. So I understand. And I understand your thought, because I used to think, why would anybody jump out of a perfectly good airplane? I don't understand it. But, you know, it was their job. They did it, and they did it well. Before we go into the next break, which is coming up in just a few minutes, I'd like for you to each tell us how we can find you. Share your website, your Facebook pages, your social media pages, any way that we can get in touch with you. So let's start with you, Christy. How can our audience find you?
Well, my website is https://www.keystobasichealth.com. Right now, the focus of the website is the book. I had like 1,400 emails going through the process of finding your best foods, but it's really three simple steps. Buy a book, read a book, buy a test, do the test, and find out what your body needs. So that's basically the two steps that you need. I mean, there was one extra for me to find out that I was MTHFR. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. And what about Facebook or Twitter, LinkedIn? Do you have any of those pages?
I have LinkedIn, and I can't remember the, but it's LinkedIn.com. I don't know. It's Aging No Pain Coach or something like that.
Okay. If they were to type in your name in LinkedIn, would they be able to find you?
Yes.
Okay. So the Christy Turnabini on LinkedIn and also on her website. And Frank Zaccari, you want to share how our audience can find you?
You can find me in a number of places. The website's my name, frankzaccari.com.
Frank, can you spell your name for the audience?
Sure.
Might not be Italian.
Frank is simple. Zaccari is Z like zebra, A double C like in Charlie, A-R-I. So it's frankzaccari.com. You can get me on LinkedIn that same way. You can get me on Facebook. And I believe Twitter is at F Zaccari. If you want to get a hold of me there, you can get me through the radio station, voiceamerica.com. And as we move into the TV, live streaming, video, I'll get that information out when it's all ready to go.
Great. And Christy, you know, I forgot to ask you to spell your last name for the audience. It's K-R-I-S-T-I, Christy. And then spell your last name for the audience, Turnabini.
T as in Tom, O, R as in rabbit, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, B as in Bob, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant.
Great, thanks. And finally, Dominique, tell us how we can find you and spell your name for us.
Sure thing. So you can find me on dombrightman.com. That is dombrightman.com. D as in David, O as in octopus, M as in mother, Brightman, B as in boy, R as in Ryan, I as in Irene, G as in God, H as in her, T as in time, M as in mother, O as in octopus, N as in at natural. So dombrightman.com. Everything about me is there. All my social media is there. There's also a free gift for you if you sign up from my email list, 21 lessons learned from 2+ years of podcasting for those who head over to the site. And all my social media is at Dom Brightman. Make it easy for everybody.
Thank you, guys. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kat Canavis, author or co-author of Crappy Too Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy, an Amazon number one bestseller new releases. And we'll be right back.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to the last segment of our show. You are watching and listening to Dreaming Healing on syndicated DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, author, co-author of Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy. And this is what we're talking about tonight. We went through the crappy stories. We went through the happy stories. And, you know, you can listen to this show online, on mobile, in cars, with Bluetooth, and through Amazon's Echo by asking Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can leave them on my Dreaming Healing website. You can get there from my Facebook page, which the link is up in the right-hand corner, and you can get to my website from typing into Google search, The Queen of Dreams. So just before the break, we were talking about moving from crappy into the happy. And so now I'd like for our guests to share their final thoughts with you on, you know, what they learned from the lessons that they wrote about in, you know, in this book, because they were pretty profound. I mean, finding out that your brother might only have 5 years to live, losing your father, and then or realizing that you have a condition that's directly connected to your diet. So all the things that you love to eat, suddenly you have to change. So let's start with you, Frank. What would you like to leave our audience with? What last thoughts?
The single most important thing that we found was you don't let the circumstances dictate your life. We don't have control over what happens, but we have total control how we choose to deal with it.
Yeah, that's pretty profound. You know, we might not have control over what happens to us, but it's our attitude and the way we embrace it and learn from it that can actually make all the difference in the world. Don Brightman, what is something that what is the one thing that you would like our audience to take away from your story?
I'd have to say the main takeaway is to look for every gift that adversity gives you. Like, even though some gifts may come wrapped up in barbed wire with the rubber duck on the top taunting you as a bow, with the Macho Man Randy Savage voice saying, it's like, hey, brother, you want to open me? I got something special for you. You just have to get through all these barbed wire. You may get a little metaphorical bloody hands opening it, but that gift will be something special that'll definitely teach you some powerful lessons that you can share with other people.
Oh, goodness. I love that. And Christy, what is the message you would like our audience to take away from your story?
I would like people to know that it is possible to heal your body and that it's possible to feel better and that it may take jumping through some hoops or something like that, but if you're really interested in keeping your brain health or your digestive health, come visit me, because I accepted God into my life, and this is my service to help others with what I've learned.
Mm, I love that. So that, you know, and Christy brings up something important that I did want to ask in this show. I didn't think I'd have enough time, but I actually did. I do. How did faith play into your moving from a crappy place to a happy place? Let's start with you, Frank. Did faith have any part in your story?
Faith was critical. My brother was extremely focused. He wasn't even out of, he hadn't even gone into surgery yet. And he said, whether you believe in God or the spirit or energy or whatever it is you happen to believe in, he said, I have no idea what's going to happen, but take me where I need to go. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of the family, the faith was just, you can't do anything other than just say, all right, God, it's in your hands. Help us.
Mm, that's so true. You know, that surrender, that total surrender, not just saying the words, thy will be done, but actually feeling them and living them makes such a difference. Suddenly, you know, you just have to, sometimes you just got to let go and let God. So, Frank, Dom, did you have faith involved in your story in any way?
Of course, definitely. Faith is a refusal to panic. And one of the keys to making sure that you metaphorically never panic, because we are human, we tend to not be perfect, is to always remember that prayer changes things. Because in the story itself, I actually, 1:30 in the morning, I got on my knees and I prayed, because it was around, that was around the 36th hour after we called the police to help us out to find him. And after I got off my knees praying, the phone rang and we got that call that they found my father. So faith definitely is an integral part of my story, and prayer definitely changes things. So if anyone is lacking in the faith category, just start praying. Even if it's something small, it doesn't have to be something long all day. You don't have to make 500 people go to sleep in the room. It doesn't have to be that long, because prayer will change things.
Oh, that's beautiful. And Christy, do you want to finish that up with was faith an important part in your healing process?
Absolutely. I mean, I trusted that I could be of service, and that what I do really does make a difference. And so I hope that with the friends that I've met on Facebook and the people that I've worked with, that I have a friend who lost 90 pounds. She used the Whole 30 diet. She just cut out dairy, sugar, grains, all grains, and beans.
That's a big part of a lot of people's diets.
Yeah. grains includes everything like corn, oats, barley, wheat. It includes everything. And she was very disciplined, and I was shocked that she could lose 90 pounds in 4 months. Mm-hmm. But she did.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you have to kind of have faith in the fact that that's going to work. Well, we've actually come to the end of our show tonight. I really want to thank you, Frank, Dom, and Christy for being on the show with us and sharing your amazing stories.
Well, thank you, Kat. It was wonderful to be here.
Thanks. And a big thank you to our producer, Bob. So I hope you'll join us again next Tuesday. Again, I have two shows on Tuesday. I have one earlier than the 9 o'clock show. I have one at 3 Eastern Standard Time because we are promoting the Crappy to Happy book this whole month. So we're going to have 3 more guests on talking about their profound experiences. And so that will be next Tuesday. This show will be archived on my Dream Vision 7 Radio Network page, accessible from my website again, which is The Queen of Dreams or Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. And you can access all of my social media pages from there as well. So remember, until next time, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Cannabis. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannabis. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.